Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos with Sister Amen. How you doing, Sister Amen?
I'm joyous in the Lord.
We have an edification audio to bring you, as usual. Mm-hmm. Lord wills, we're back here for another day. And we want to talk about today something that we see a lot of, both good and bad, in both saints and people that claim to be saints and people of the world. Right. You know what it is, Sister Amen? We're going to read a bunch of scripture verses on it.
Motive.
What's a motive? There's good motives, there's bad motives, there's wicked motives. We're going to read some scripture on this. Mm-hmm. And remember, it is a matter of the heart, our motives. I got a scripture for that at the ending. So, are you ready, Sister Amen? We got a bunch of scriptures to read.
Yeah. Do you want me to go or you want
You start.
Me?
Go first.
Okay, Psalm 24, 3 and 4. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully.
Mm.
That would be somebody with a good heart that has a good motive.
That word of vanity, huh? Mm-hmm. How about 1 Timothy 5? No, excuse me. 1 Timothy 1, verse 5. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. I would say that's a pretty good motive right there.
That's what we want.
Yeah, that's what the Holy Spirit does. He gives us the right heart to do these things for the Lord.
And Hebrews 10:24, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works.
Mm, it's another good one.
Yeah.
Provoke. There you go. Provoke unto good works. Romans 12:20-21. Wherefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him, and if he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. I mm-hmm. like that. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. That's another good motive.
You know, that can be a hard one to do.
Yeah.
You really got to have a strong heart and good motive to do that, because a lot of flesh might have to be killed.
Amen. Amen.
Luke 6:45. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure out of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh.
There you go. That's one of good and evil motives.
Yep.
How about 1 Corinthians 3:12-15? Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereof, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. So, once again, another example of good and bad motives.
Yeah, both sides of that. We know which one we want to be doing. Philippians 2:2-4. Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others.
Yeah, there's a good motive to not be doing things for vain glory.
Yeah. Yeah, and make sure that you're not looking just on yourself.
Amen.
But others. There's two more.
James 2:2-4. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring and a goodly apparel, and he come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing. That's an interesting word for today, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? Yeah. And say unto him, thou sit here at the good place, and say to the poor, stand over there or sit under my footstool. Are ye not partial yourselves and have become judges of evil thoughts? Yeah, there's a more wicked motive there. The partiality God hates.
Oh, yeah, that's not good. And then James 3:18. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace.
Ooh, I like that one.
Yes, we want to have peace in our motives, and we don't want vain glory. I'm just kind of paging through some of these here.
Yeah.
We don't have partiality. We want to heap coals on our enemies and not have an evil motive back against them. We don't want to do evil to Amen. Evil.
Yeah. Did we have another one?
No, that was the ending.
That was the last one?
Mm-hmm.
I have another one I wanted to read. Acts 8. This one's got a good motive, or a bad motive, and a good motive. Acts 8. Ready? When Simon saw through the laying on of hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. I would say that's a bad motive, huh, Sister Raman?
Yeah.
Saying, give also this power to me, that so whoever I lay hands, they may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, here comes a good motive, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that thy might, the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this wickedness, and I pray to God if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. And Simon answered, said, pray to the Lord for me, mm-hmm. that none of these things which he has spoken come upon me. So he had a terrible motive, and then Peter had a good motive to rebuke him. And then actually Simon's motive got better. He said, pray this doesn't happen to me. So interesting, bad motive, good motive, bad motive.
Right, yeah. I just thought of another one. We could be here all night, but I just thought of another one. I was thinking about Abigail. When she came up before David.
Yep.
And she brought a bunch of gifts. I was just going to read.
Oh, yeah, she brought food and stuff, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because destruction was coming upon them because of her husband.
Yep.
1 Samuel 25:24. And she bowed herself to the ground, it says, and fell at his feet and said, upon me, my Lord, upon me let this iniquity be, and let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thine audience and hear the words of thine handmaid. And so she was going there out of a good motive.
Right.
To save people from destruction.
Yeah.
that was about to happen.
Yeah, destruction was coming. So, yeah, think about that. Whatever you're doing, talking to Christians here, are you doing it out of a pure motive, a good motive, a loving motive, a biblical motive, or are you doing it out of a fleshly, false, wicked heart, sin, partiality, whatever else kind of motive? Yeah. And the last verse I think I'll read is 1 John 3:21. This is where we want to be. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, I would add to that, if our motives are right, then Amen. We have confidence towards God.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah, so do I.
We're going to leave that right there. Test your motives. Make sure your heart's right before the Lord. He's going to try all things.
Amen.
Make sure you have good motives before him, towards your brothers, your sisters, towards him, towards how you live your life, how you preach the gospel, and it will survive the fire of God. If not, it's all going to be burned up.
Right. Prefer others before yourself.
Amen. Anything else, Sister Armin?
Love to the saints worldwide, and hope you're striving fast with good motives and a pure heart for the Lord, for he is worthy.
Amen. Check out the Ecclesia page. Lots more audios there to edify you. And tomorrow, we're headed down the road again.
Lord willing.
Working our way towards another preach. We're going to go and preach, and we're going to have good motives in doing it.
Amen.
All right. Love y'all. Hold fast to the faith, and may God be praised.